Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bold Rat is gone, and with him the entire Maryland basketball roster. I guess Chance Stevens shut out the lights on his way out the door. He was the last one to go. Buzz Williams in the fold. He's added eight guys with more to come. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Keith Cavanaugh, Terrapin Times is where you find him, joins us now. And Keith, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So according to one estimate, Maryland has spent $7.1 million adding transfers from the portal. What do you think of the job Buzz has done thus far?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, and right now you're at 8. He'll probably only go to 13. I don't expect him to go to 15. But what I really like right now is the roster composition. Interchangeable parts, depth pieces. We know how Buzz likes to play, full-on pressure, end-to-end. You've got a bench developing. You've got rotational, situational guys. Clearly, you still want another shooter. You want another big. I like the guy coming on the 17th, Kelvin Odie, from Southern California. Top 65 player, former West Virginia high school signee. High motor wing, physical athlete, scores at all three levels. And Tyrell Ward, formerly at DeMatha, now at LSU, in the portal, shot over 40% from three. He wants in at Maryland, too. He's had some issues over the years, but he's an eminent talent. So you have people out there. Yes, you've lost a few, like Bryce Lindsey in the last couple of days. But, you know, keep in mind he was sixth man at JMU, so the world is not over. So this guy's bringing in the pieces that fit his system, his relentless game, where you need to rotate a lot of guys. Eight in, probably five more to go, and visits continuing this week and waiting for the next shoe to drop here.
Keith, it's a long way until the season starts back up next fall, but I think we all thought, okay, this is going to be a transition year, given the timing of Buzz coming in a week after the portal opened, but he's really gotten after it with all the players that you were mentioning. Could they be better in year one than we think?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize the local tentacles he has. Okay, so yeah, he was at Virginia Tech. Yes, he's friendly with Lefty and going back to Georgia Aveling, and Chucky Drizel was at the presser. But also a former local AAU kind of power broker who later became Jimmy Butler's agent and who knows Buzz is back in the area and in touch and helping. So he's got – people say, oh, my gosh, he doesn't have any you know, DMV ties or what have you. But he does, and he's really got Boston on lockdown. Already two out of that area, and Sebastian Wilkins, the 6'8 big from Brewster Academy, visited over the weekend. He's a 2026 guy. I mean, reclassed to 26. So you got tentacles everywhere nationally, and you'll have locally too. So I think he's hit the ground running quicker. He's met with all the DMV AAU power brokers. over the past weekend. He brought in a bunch of kids, more coming in this weekend. So, you know, he has familiarity nationally, locally, bringing the entire staff up from TAMU. Obviously, the whole Maryland staff and roster are gone from here. So I like the first couple weeks when everybody thought, oh, my gosh, you know, the sky is falling. The entire team and roster and staff are gone. But this rebuild is going pretty expeditiously.
You mentioned Buzzball and sort of what that connotes and means, and we think a lot of that will mesh really well with the Big Ten. But he's taken a little heat about maybe not having the shooting prowess, right? And we saw Willard be a little late to come to that. Do you think that's something that's still in the cards through a recruit and or the portal? Do you think that's something that he's come around on just looking at the scope of modern basketball?
Are you talking about getting more shooters in?
Yes.
There? Yeah, I mean, Kelvin can fill it. Tyrell can fill it. You're still involved with some other guys. Sincere Parker out of McNeese State. I think he shot almost 39% from three. And again, guys, the portal's open for another week or 10 mm-hmm. days. So they're mining the current portal guys, keeping an eye on new entries every day to the portal, doing a balancing act with the finances, how to parcel out the money. But clearly, they're going to probably get up to $9 million. Now, they had 2.5 carryover from the Terps Collective that they had to use or lose by this month. So they're combining that with the new revenue share. And I know Maryland kicked him a little more money than they were going to give Willard towards the revenue sharing pot of $21.5 million overall. So he's going to have some money to play with. But it's a balancing act because, you know, you can't go, oh, I'm going to keep Gillespie and Rice at 1.3 and 1.5 each per year. I see Rice is visiting Southern Cal now. You can't pay that much for two guys when you got to backfill an entire roster and pay everybody. So I like how things are going. I like a lot of boosters have stepped up and given more to the NIL and collectors while they can before those go belly up in July. Now, I like Maryland's new commitment to more resources monetarily to basketball, most particularly NIL. And he's got the new practice facility opening in June, and they all move in there in August.
Talking with Keith Cavanaugh, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Keith, you mentioned Willard a few minutes ago, and we haven't talked to you since that all went down. Just you've had a little bit of time to digest it all. What'd you think of how that all finished up and the distraction in the tournament and then Willard finally leaving for Villanova?
Well, I did hear Jason go scorched earth that one day and almost drove off the road. That was epic. Yeah, it was all about me.
Right.
What a magical season for the Terps, all diminished by purely bizarre behavior down the stretch. Hollywood could not scripted a worse exit. Maybe Damon did dump on him the first 3 years here, late to the NIL game, favoring football issues. They wanted two gyms in the new facility. They only got one. So he had some merit with some of his criticism. But then he took a dump on the whole Terp Nation, their fans, the program, the players. Hey, in that locker room after the final game, Derek Queen and others, they gave him the business verbally on the way out. Trust you me. And the following day, he was supposed to have a team meeting that bumped to the next day on a Zoom. I don't even know if anyone even logged in. So there are some folks at Villanova fans already maybe thinking, do we have any buyer's remorse here? Because he clearly proved to have a few screws loose in the last couple of weeks here. Burned a lot of bridges, but it was a carbon copy of how he exited Seton Hall as well. But look at player dedication and faith to a coach. Look at how many TAMU guys have followed Buzz up here. Only one current Maryland player is on his way to Villanova so far in Palmer. Gillespie, obviously Tennessee. Rice, I doubt, is going to go there. He did get Chris Jeffrey, the high school signee for the Terps, the four-star point guard. He was Palmer's high school teammate at Mount Zion. So a lot of guys following Buzz. We'll see how many follow Willard and the fact he didn't retain any of the staff up there at Villanova. Nardi was obviously gunning for that job. He didn't get it, so he took the whole Maryland staff. I would like to see him keep Kevin Norris here for Baltimore recruiting purposes, but that did not happen. But I like his staff, Devin Johnson, Steve Roccaforti, Lyle Wolf, Vince Walden, and particularly his RCs, his recruiting coordinators, the Wabisa Bede, who's tied into that Mass Rivals AAU team and is bringing all these kids down.
Keith, let's end with football. What's the latest portal-wise? I know a couple of their stars.
We got Malik, man. We got Malik. Malik's legit.
I've
seen him several times. Malik's legit.
And how's the team 12 days away from the spring game?
Oh, I apologize. I said Jimmy Butler. It's Dwayne Wade, his former agent, who's back in the DMV helping out Buzz. But anyhow, I digress. So football, the Titanic is continuing to list more and more here in lurch. You just had four presumptive starters leave this week, and one of them, four-star offensive tackle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tackle. Terez Davis from Damantha. Went out the door and said because he didn't have a contract and got no money from Aaron. Now, I will give Locks credit this. Way back in the day when Portal started, he was proactive and ahead of the curve. He got his finance guy in Baltimore build a football collective right out of the gate. So it took Damon 3 years to get around to having an overall NIL at Maryland, but football was well-financed. How Terez Davis out of Damantha, whose dad was NBA player, Ricky Davis, four-star, he would have started this year. What did he tweet? He put out on social media today, I got no contract, I got no money. I'm not leaving because I'm getting poached. I'm leaving because I don't get any respect. LaVon Johnson projected starting nose tackle Braden Wislowski, who last year was all Big Ten kick and punt returner. This past year was in witness protection. He's gone. But the biggest hit was probably your top returning defensive starter, Kellen Wyatt from Spalding, who grew up, Maryland's my dream school, outside linebacker, 1 year left. He checked out yesterday. So spring game is not till the 26th, okay? So how many more are going to trickle out from a roster that's already light in the ass and missing a lot of key pieces? And retention is more the theme this spring than guys leaving. But don't tell me Maryland football doesn't have money and these guys are getting poached by that bigger powers to be, like a Chop Robinson or Jay Sean Barm or even C.J. Dupree down to Alabama. Now, we're never going to compete with those people for the money. But if you can't even pay Terez some walk-around money, something's fundamentally wrong out there. So spring has not gone quite well.
Keith Kavanaugh, Terrapin Times. Great talking to you, man. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, guys. Take care.
Coming up next, we get to the NFL. Purple rain in the forecast. The NFL draft is a week from Thursday. And ADC, he doesn't like to trade up, doesn't like to make buy kind of trades. And the draft, could he change his spots a little bit? Is it possible we'll see the Ravens break trend and make a buy kind of trade? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.